Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast, a podcast where we highlight people making positive, impactful change in their communities. And today we have our guest, Pradeep, who's an incredible dude. We had a phone call a while ago, and I could tell we clicked right away. So, Pradeep, I'd love you just to, you know, explain who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impact.
Yeah, awesome. So, aside from us clicking, we actually live not too far from each other, right?
Yeah.
About an hour and a bit away. I'm actually just going to, as we chat here, I just noticed that my Outlook is open and I can hear some stuff in the background. So I'm going to cut that out here. Apologize for that.
Thanks for that.
So who am I? So obviously my name is Pradeep Sangha. I am a business coach, mentor slash consultant, and I help mainly business owners and corporations in terms of growing, increasing their profits, whatever they want to do with their business is basically what I help them with. So there's a number of different areas, strategy, marketing, sales, help building high performance teams. But my passion is really helping the average business owner improve their business, because I think there's so much opportunity, Avery, and I think this is why we kind of hit it off, is, you know, you're helping people from your perspective. I'm helping people on from my perspective as well. And you ask, what do I do? Is really giving business owners the tools to have successful businesses. Because the one thing that I learned growing up with entrepreneur friends and family members and being in business myself is that just because you're in business doesn't mean that you have the skills to be successful in business.
Yeah.
And that is something that I learned from watching my parents be in business, and they just, through sheer hard work, they made it through. They had some really good successful concepts, but they just pushed through it just because they were totally determined. And so for me, I took a look at that and said, you know, are there things that other business owners can do, the little things that can have the biggest impacts? And that's really where I help people improve their businesses and hopefully make their employees' lives a little bit better, make their clients' lives better, as well as the communities and the clients that they serve.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that, because one of the recently what I've been doing is working with a lot of mentors. So I usually have 5 or 10 mentors at a time. And a lot of people say that's a lot. But the reason I do it is because the business acumen you get from these people who have done it already, it puts you down the right path, right? Like I'm the type of person too, where I just go full force, you know, high energy, high intensity, and I just make it happen. However, if you have these steps in place and these people, you don't have to do just that. You can go over steps, or, you know, mitigate ways to get around some of the challenges that you might have.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's very important to learn through some of your own challenges and face some of those yourselves, but you don't want to bet everything on those things that you don't have to go through the pain with. And like you said, it's important. Just like you, I have mentors in different aspects of my life, and I just learned that there's so many, just the wisdom that comes with it. And the networking and the experience, it's just an overall, and not only that, it's a support as well, having someone believe in you when at times you may not believe in yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And interesting enough, probably 3/4 of the work that I do with business owners and entrepreneurs is around mindset and getting them out of A, feeling like they're stuck.
Yeah.
And B, giving them tools to think differently. And 3, getting them, you know, I'm a really high intensity person. I'm like, give it everything I got.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta move people a little bit. And business owners, when they get into that groove where things aren't going well, you just gotta give them a little bit of a shove to get them going.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, as much as, you know, I'm high intensity too, I definitely have those times. It's just being human where you know, you stop believing in yourself, you get in a little bit of a rut. But I, you know, I'm forever thankful for the mentors that I've had, because yeah, they push you. They push you even just a little bit. And sometimes it's simply just saying, stop. Like you have nothing really at the end of it to be objectively mad about, right? And that helps
exactly.
You. Yeah. So yeah, yeah.
Fun.
So, Yeah, sorry. So why don't we jump into the first official question then? Because this is a really good segue to how are you making a positive impact in your community, whether consulting or, you know, just personal life too? How are you making that impact?
Yeah, great question, I think. So prior to having my own business, you and I discussed this, but my corporate life was really in a particular sector, which is was in the credit union system. So the banking sector, but specifically credit unions. And I chose purposefully not to go into the banking side of the traditional banks and to stay with credit unions because it was really around the community aspect. And it was built around communities. They were built by communities and continue to serve the communities. And then when I got into business myself, I definitely missed that. Because I really got into expanding my business nationally and internationally. And I said, well, how do I serve the, you know, my local community, as well as the people that just don't have access to this material? So I think the biggest thing that I like to do is really help people that don't have the funds to be able to hire a mentor. And, you know, sometimes my wife's like, you know what, you're spending so much time with people that don't pay you. Which is part of, I think, just being a human being. I think that's important. The more people you can support, I think eventually, you know, I believe in karma, what it goes around comes around. But I think that's the biggest thing, is really just helping people that don't have the resources. And for the mentors and the coaches out there, that's an important thing, is to provide services, even though someone might not be able to pay you immediately. Eventually it does pay off, whether that's word of mouth or through them growing their business and eventually advancing, you know, that does come back to you.
Yeah, there's such a substantial ROI on just helping people, you know, without asking for it beforehand. And I know there's the difference between, you know, being afraid to ask for financial contribution, but there's also the side of just helping, right? And when you help, that ROI in the end, you know, it's much more impactful sometimes than getting the money up front. Like, I believe in, maybe it's karma too, but I believe in that aspect of just help and it will benefit you in the future. You know, both interpersonally, and you made a friend maybe, you know, you made a business contact, there's more to it, it's more holistic.
Yeah, getting to know people is great. And I think it's funny sometimes because I think people are so inundated with sales and marketing messages that sometimes when I genuinely reach out to people and say, I can see or get the sense that the business is struggling, I'm like, I can help you. I don't mind jumping on a call for 30 minutes. And they're wondering, okay, what's the catch?
Yeah.
So it's funny, even when I try to offer things for free, people are always hesitant to say, okay, what's really happening here?
Yeah. No, I've had that before too. There's a board that I sat on, a volunteering board, and the person had told me like maybe 30 seconds of the company. I was like, yeah, I'll sit on it. Absolutely. You know, I'll help out as much as I can. And they're like, don't you want to hear about the financial part of it? And I was like, no, like I just want to join. And it was something as simple as that, because that human part sometimes is removed from it, right?
Oh,
it's
absolutely
removed from the business aspect. But I like when it's intentional to want to help someone.
And as business owners, I can't remember who talked about this, is a very well-known CEO talked about the purpose of having a business is to have social impact. It's not just about generating money.
Yeah, oh, I don't know what that is either.
The money needs to be able to benefit society in general, because I know we talk about people saying that, you know, it's becoming a me society, but I think there's still a core group of individuals and people, and it's not dying. You know, there's the millennials that feel the same way that are really about contributing to society, because I think people ultimately inherently realize that if we don't have a community around us, what's the use of having a successful business, making all this money, if our neighbors aren't happy, if the people that we're interacting with aren't happy? So it all comes around. It's an ecosystem essentially.
That was very insightful. I like that. So I was thinking about that in the background. That was a super insightful comment, the last one you said there. Yeah. But there's no point in business if you don't have a community.
No, in the corporate world, corporate social responsibility, as you know, is becoming a big trend these days. And it's important. And the ROI, as you mentioned before, is when you have a thriving community, you have a more successful business as a result, because people have the funds to invest in your business or purchase your product or service. If you're trying to deal with people that are trying to make ends meet, aren't able to support their families, don't have shelter over their head, how do you expect them to buy your products or services? It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. Huh. And so let's jump into the next question then, because again, another great segue, but do you believe that social impact is an important part of business?
Oh, absolutely. And I think just, I touched on it previously, is because it all comes full circle. It's, if you take a look at the economics of things, is yes, social impact, the basic, so when people have basic food and shelter, they can, that is the foundation. And I used to be on the board for the Social Planning Research Council here for the Greater Hamilton area.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was an amazing organization. And I was there for probably four years or so. And I had no clue, honestly, I had no clue some of the challenges that the communities were facing. It was such an eye opener to realize and see that so many people are suffering from not even having basic shelter.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's a sad reality, but however, it is a reality, right? And running in, I'm running an election right now municipally in Barrie, and I'm seeing these challenges that are associated, and it's always there's always a little bit of a removal of self, right? When you haven't experienced those pains and aches, you know, you haven't experienced economic, financial problems as much as a homeless person has. You haven't, you know, had no home at some point. And when you put yourself in those shoes, or at least you have the open mind to think about it, right? There is that impactful progress in yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So social impact is so important. We're seeing it with the real estate developers, how they're coming up with some affordable housing in some of their developments, in business as well, whether it's philanthropy or other means. I think it's so critical in society. And I don't know, maybe I'm just one of those pie in the sky kind of guys. Where
me too.
I like to, I always go back to when I was a kid, we used to get those pamphlets from some of the individuals in our neighborhood that were Jehovah's, and they would give this, and it was just the pamphlet would be just like this perfect picture of everybody in harmony. And that's something that stuck with me as a kid, and I still go back to that and say, okay, this is an important part that we all need to get work together. And the other thing too is I grew up with immigrant parents that came from India that had nothing. They literally came here with $11 in their pocket. And they were supported by their local community. You could call it social impact or social investing or whatever you want to call it. But people believed in my parents. Enough for them to be able to support themselves, create a successful business. And that's why I'm such a huge advocate for credit unions, because when they weren't able to get a loan from a traditional bank, the credit union was the first institution to really believe in them and say, these people literally work 70, 80 hours a week. Let's give them a loan so they can buy their first home. So that to me, just from experiencing it, I see the impact that businesses can have on the, not only the economy, but the communities as a whole.
I've never thought about it that way, that there might have, I know there's, you know, you have your credit score and you have everything, but I've never thought about the impact that credit unions play on. That's a really interesting fact. Huh. I never thought about that.
It's huge. And I'm sorry, I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But in Ontario, the province that we live in, is there's probably a 10% penetration or acquisition rate for credit unions, meaning that only 1 out of 10 people have a credit union account. In British Columbia, where I'm originally from, it's 1 out of 2 people.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really different. It's a different dynamic. And you see the difference that the credit unions have made locally. So that's probably why we're not seeing it as much here in Ontario.
It's nice when you know, credit unions aside, but just when a business has the opportunity to socially or financially impact someone's life, but on such a scale that it meets those bottom requirements, right? Like food, shelter, and yes. Water, when you meet those, it can change a person's life forever, right? And it's such a simple idea, because it really is just the transfer of you know, a certain amount of wealth. And yes, they make money on top of it, but like that changed your parents' life.
Yeah, and just the research that goes behind this. Again, I had no clue until I really was part of the planning council. But once people get that basic shelter, the food, their productivity level skyrockets because they're not having the health issues. We as taxpayers, take a look at it from the other perspective. If we invest socially and help people, we're paying, I'm not going to say less taxes because we're still going to pay taxes. Yeah. Our tax dollars don't have to go towards supporting people that from a health perspective, because they have basic food and shelter. So there's less dollars being spent on the Medicare side as long as, you know, they have that food and shelter, they can actually get themselves out of having those health issues.
That's interesting. And so let's jump in the last question then, because for anyone watching, and maybe, you know, these vulnerable populations, what's your advice then for people to begin making a positive social impact in their communities? What's that first step look like for you?
Well, for me, I think it's basic awareness. It's really getting out of ourselves. And again, I'm going to maybe philosophically and speak here is sometimes we get so caught up in our own lives, and whether being in our own business, whether it's at work, if we have a career, and just our families. I have two young kids, and so that keeps me busy, and we forget to see and open our eyes to what's really happening in our communities, where people may be challenged. You never know if your neighbor is suffering from something, whether it's financially or something else, maybe it's a family challenge. But I think awareness is a big thing, and just going out there and being neighborly, important. So I think the first thing is be open, get out of ourselves and see what's happening in society. And be open to saying, hey, can we dedicate some of our time, whether it's volunteering or whatever it may be? That's just, I think, an important part. I think society right now, we're just so busy. It's like a go, go, go society that sometimes we stop to say, okay, it's not just our own lives. There's other people around us.
Yeah, and that's something I've been trying to do more of recently is, you know, be more self-aware of the environment around you. For an example, I was at the local college for a while, and I work there now, but there was this international student, and, you know, always a bright light, always had a great attitude, you know, really involved. And then I didn't realize until he told me that, you know, he was, you know, financially in loss of debt, and it was eating at him, right? And I know there's a lot more pressure, especially in Ontario with international student, there's a lot higher expenses, you know, a lot more upfront capital, but it was eating at him so much that he was falling into a depression. And I would have never known that unless I took the, you know, the second of self-awareness to say, you know, he looks different today, you know, he's acting different. Right? But the busy life can take away from you even just realizing that someone acts different, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. It's just, and I don't know about you, but it's funny, as I grow older, I'm not old, but it kind of seems like life just kind of gets faster and faster.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I'm 23, so I got more to go.
You're still light years behind me, that's for sure. Which is very impressive for 23 and running for council. That's, you know, like I said, that's good. That's good for you, because I think there's such a need for that right now.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. I think one of the big takeaways from this conversation is, you know, that self-awareness piece, but really, like you said, taking a step outside of your normal comfort, so your normal day-to-day life, your busy life, right? And really thinking about the environment and people around you.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest thing. And I would say, don't underestimate the impact that we can have as individuals just by having a conversation or a little, spending an hour volunteering, whether it's a month or a week, whatever it is, because there is a ripple effect. That 1 hour, you never know where it could change someone's life. And I, you know, through my work, I experience this all the time. That's really what drives me, I think, is having those conversations that, yes, they're business focused, but my goal is really not to just help the business owners from a business perspective, is really to make their lives better. But a lot of times the conversations go in a completely different tangent, where I'm able to take them through some of their personal challenges. And for me, that I get way more satisfaction from that perspective than saying, okay, if you want to make X, Y, Z dollars this year, this is what we need to do. Because if we take a look at it, if we're in business for a reason, it's to make our lives better, to make our employees' lives better, to make our clients' lives better. But if we're not going to be happy while we're doing it, if we're not able to help others while we're doing it, again, this is just my perspective, what is the point?
I like that. It's amazing. I want to thank you, you know, so much for being on the show. And I want to end on that point, because, you know, why? I like that answer, asking yourself why. But I really want to thank, you know, so much for being on the show and bringing that perspective. And, you know, we're two local Ontarians, so that's cool too.
Yeah, for sure. We got to catch up face to face one day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate the opportunity here. Thank you.
Yeah.